Hi, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for baseball 2020. I can't believe I'm saying it. Spring training in beautiful Arizona. Kevin Gausman joins us, one of the newest Giants. And, Kev, what do you think so far being here in Scottsdale? And obviously you were in the East Coast with Florida and with the Braves and all that. But here you are in Arizona. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I love my time here so far. You know, I've always talked to so many guys saying that Arizona spring training is so much better than Florida. And, you know, for on the player side of things, I can definitely understand why they say that. You know, just convenient-wise, everybody's closer, not as far trips, don't have to travel as far. The weather's, I think, better here, a little drier, not as humid. But, you know, team-wise, you know, only been here a couple of days, got to know some of the guys. And, you know, one thing that's apparent is, you know, just a lot of quality people here. And, you know, I think they did a good job of, you know, bringing in good people and good baseball players, too. And, you know, I think Gabe said it perfectly. We got a lot of guys here who have a lot of dirt on their spikes and a lot of, you know, a lot of experience, really good resumes, a lot of really good pitchers in there. And so, you know, I think it's going to be a good camp with a lot of competition, and you know, I know everybody's really excited to get going.
All right, Kevin Gausman with us. Nice to have him. Let's go back a little bit in your background so the fans in San Francisco can find out who you are, where you came from, what's baseball like for you as a kid, how did it all happen? And I know you went to LSU, but take me back into the childhood a little bit.
Yeah, so I grew up just outside of Denver, Colorado, Aurora, and went to Grandview High School, was lucky enough to get a scholarship to go to LSU. And, you know, for me, it was more about college baseball than it was about professional. You know, for me, growing up in Denver, you know, baseball is not a very big sport. And so to really even think about going to the big leagues, you know, if you would have asked me, I would have told you I was going to be a professional baseball player. But, you know, there just wasn't many guys from Colorado, you know, that made it all the way there. And so I actually went to the College World Series every year growing up, you know, with my family. And we sat right above the third base dugout. And my great-great-grandpa actually put in the lights at the old Rosenblatt Stadium. Yeah. Yeah. And so that was kind of part of what he negotiated, was he would do it for a little bit cheaper if they gave him 8 tickets above the third base dugout. So my dad, you know, my dad went growing up too, and he grew up in Nebraska, and he saw guys like Randy Johnson play there and, you know, Roger Clemens, all sorts of, you know, obviously amazing guys who had great careers. You know, so I went to LSU and was fortunate enough to have 2 really good years there and got drafted by the Orioles and, you know, made it up within my first full season. And, you know, just been trying to get guys out ever since. And so, you know, it's been a crazy ride the last couple of years. I was with the Orioles for about 5.5 years. And the last 2 years, you know, went to Atlanta for about a year and a half, you know, kind of a year, and then ended the season last year with Cincinnati. But, you know, I'm really excited about being here, and I actually grew up a Giants fan.
Did you?
Yeah, one of my best friends was a diehard Giants fan, and so we were always watching the Giants, and they were always playing the Rockies, obviously, too. So always watched those games. You know, one of my favorite players, which is my buddy's favorite player, is Benito Santiago. And so, you know, I just remember watching those games, falling in love with, you know, their cream uniforms. I just love those cream uniforms. And so it's obviously a beautiful ballpark. And, you know, when I got the call that they were interested in me, you know, it just kind of made sense. And, you know, pitching in this division, I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, well, great story. This is going to be fun when you get to San Francisco. And
yeah,
you get to play at, what do we call it, Oracle Park these days.
Yeah.
It changes every year. But Kevin Gausman with us. A pleasure to learn about you. You broke through with the Braves. And as I say, we keep records on all this stuff every day. And you had a period of time, said, wow, it's happening. And then last year it didn't happen for you. What happened?
Yeah, you know, I think there was a lot of things. More than anything, it was just inconsistency. You know, I had some really good starts last year, you know, where I really felt like I was about to get going and get on a stretch, and you know, just kind of never could get my feet wet and never really kind of got things going. You know, ended up going on the DL with plantar fasciitis, and you know, that's something I would never wish on anybody. And you know, getting needles in the bottom of your feet isn't very fun. And so, you know, that was tough. You know, came back off the DL, had, you know, one of my best starts of my career against the Nationals, and, you know, was really excited about kind of coming back to the team and being able to contribute, because, you know, the first part of the season, everybody was pitching well except for me. And so, you know, when I came back and was able to pitch well that first time, it was really good. And but, you know, then had a couple bad starts in a row, and, you know, I got shipped to Cincinnati and pitched out of their bullpen for the rest of the season, and really kind of just found out some things about myself and my stuff, and learned, you know, from a lot of the really good coaches that they had there in Cincinnati. And, you know, really finished the season really well, was able to throw, you know, had some really good dominant outings out of the bullpen. And so, you know, really just trying to, you know, I always tell people I learned how to pitch in the big leagues out of the bullpen. You know, and I think a lot of young pitchers are the same way. And so I think being able to go back into the bullpen and just kind of focus on my stuff and focus on just getting guys out and not kind of worry so much about all the other things. But, you know, obviously I'm excited to get back to starting this year. And, you know, I have a lot to prove this year. So, yeah. You know, I think for me, growing up a Giants fan you know, being so excited about signing here, you know, this definitely means more to me than playing for any of the other teams I've played for. So, you know, I'm excited. I grew up in Denver, so going to get to see my family a lot more. And, you know, the cheapest flight from Denver is to San Fran. So, you know, all my buddies who are pretty cheap, they brought that up right away. So that's a good thing.
Very good. Evan Gausman with us. All right. Very good. I enjoy it. Being part of the Giants organization is really different analytically. It's night and day from last year to this year. We can feel it in the camp. You said you like pitching out of the bullpen. You like being a starter. You're going to be a starter. But if they put you in the bullpen, what do you think? I mean, your stuff does play.
Yeah, you know, it might sound bad to say, but for me, I know I can be a reliever. You know, I have two dominant pitches. For me personally, the challenge is starting, you know, being able to be consistent every 5 days and really be a workhorse every 5 days. You know, and I've had some really good stretches in my career of kind of putting it all together for, you know, 2 months, you know, 2-3 months. And, you know, now it's just about doing that for an entire season. And, you know, I feel like they have everything here to kind of make you the best that you can be. And that's, you know, you talk to Gabe and really everybody here, and that's their focus is they want to get the most out of every single player. And, you know, they're going to do whatever they can individually and as a group to make you reach your full potential.
All right. Well, great having you on the show. How old are you?
29.
All right. 29, the classic age. They're the perfect age to break through again in the big leagues.
Like a fine wine.
Absolutely. Ask Mike Yastrzemski. He'll tell you. All right. Great to have you with us. We'll look forward to having you on during the season. I appreciate it. Thanks, Kev.
Thanks for having me.
More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.